president has claimed that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook are biased against conservative voices. The annual defense policy bill was already under a veto threat concerning a dispute over military bases named for Confederate soldiers.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Dr. Cindy Friedman with the CDC is restating health officials' concerns about the potential of increasing coronavirus infections during the upcoming holidays.
Cases are rising, and the safest thing to do is to postpone holiday travel and stay home.
The CDC says travelers should consider getting COVID-19 tests 1 to 3 days before their trips and again 3 to 5 days afterward. Many U.S. hospitals are now operating at or near capacity following a record increase of new infections. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are slowly going to start to moderate. Tonight will still be below normal, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees, I think, for a high temperature, increasing clouds during the day. There's a risk of some showers perhaps by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high, upper 50s to around 60. And the weekend forecast at this point, still looking dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say,
you know, I want to play that, but that's not the right thing. I brought that just in case, but that's not the beginning of the show.
Okay.
And this is just awful. Because I really want to be at Baumhauer's. That's what it is. And so I was just thinking I wasn't playing attention. You heard me. I wasn't playing attention. Andy Griffith's on. Aunt B wants to buy a car. Man, the world has gone berserk. Here is the correct opening for the program. Please excuse the inefficiency of a guy. I've just been doing this 35 years. Might get it right in a minute, you know. Thanks, Rosie. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rosie.
On your marks.
Get set.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for the legal disclaimer.
Hey, how's your mom and now?
Well, how rude.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Earnest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
Jeremiah.
Hello, Mike.
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. She had been working on impeachment and a fifth of Maker's Mark. Said she had to go to Walmart, and away she went zigzagging across the park. When we found her Christmas morning, down there by the railroad tracks, she had that same bug-eyed look on her face and incriminating Trump marks on her back. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming.
Why, yo.
That's what good Republicans believe. Now all the Dems, they are looking just to see what they can see. Who was it snuffed out Nancy? And Hillary hollered, well, don't look at me. Just who was the guilty party that knocked Nancy off her pegs? Bernie Sanders asked Joe Biden. All Joe said was,
and by the way, you know, I got hairy legs.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You could say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Now AOC has lost her role model. Hear her moan a mournful moan. Now it seems that in the future, she'll just have to be a dumbass on her own.
No.
And poor old Lizzie Warren, this whole thing just has her miffed. She says they should start an investigation so somebody go and wake up Adam Schiff. Nancy got run over by the Trump train, stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe.
Everybody now.
Nancy got run over by the Trump train.
Here it comes.
Stumbling down the tracks on Christmas Eve. You can say the old girl had it coming. That's what good Republicans believe. Y'all help make America great again. Vote Trump 2020.
Merry Christmas.
From our super secret studio out there just across the cornfield where that scarecrow used to hang out, David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth Show. And in these strange times, we find that what people need is distraction. So gather the family around the radio and prepare to be distracted as we're off to see the wizard. That's the wizard of your finances, by the way. So come with us down the yellow brick road and pay no attention to that man behind the curtain who bears a striking resemblance to David Ernest.
And there he is.
I am. Hey.
Skipping through the poppy field now.
Yes.
How you doing? Good to see you.
You called me.
Yeah.
You know, got some more music. Or...
That's you know, that's in from the Wizard of Oz. You know, when they were skipping through the poppy field.
And, that's when they got drunk
and they got
sleep.
High, went to sleep. Yeah, and then the good witch, the good witch, of course, dropped some snow on them.
Oh yes, and
woke them up.
And that will always do the trick.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that's what I thought. Maybe you know, we need to follow the yellow brick road. You know, there's hope at the end of the tunnel. There's hope at the end of the road. There's hope in this predicament we're in. We got all kinds of things going on. We got the virus going on. We got Trump's the votes being stolen going on. We've got all of these people lying and cheating and stealing going on. But let's not be so distressed. Let's be uplifted. Why? Because we live in the most wonderful country of the world. And maybe it is Oz. Maybe we live in Oz because there are evil witches and there are good witches. And there is a constant battle going on. But usually good overcomes the bad. Now, here we are. We are able to save people from disastrous stock market values. We're able to save people from disastrous situations where they lose their assets in other predicaments, like, for example, spend down with nursing home expenses, or maybe if you put your money into a certain kind of program that is insulated against a lot of judgment-proof stuff, or maybe tax deferral so you don't have to pay taxes, or tax-free. You know, tax-free is pretty dang good. You never pay taxes on that. Mm-hmm. So we have these good things that can be done. We can follow the yellow brick road, and that's it. You know, what's the answer? Follow the yellow brick road.
How did you do that? How'd you make yourself sound like a munchkin, man? People been trying to do that for years and died trying to do that. And you did it just sitting there and just like, just... You know,
well, every now and then I can do something like that.
That's pretty amazing.
You know, so I'm not always as good as Rusty on
this. If I'd had my eyes shut, I'd say, there's a little person in there somewhere. How did he do that? Speaking of persons.
Yes.
You know, Greg and Rosie are in the motorcade.
Right.
That's what spooked me so bad at the beginning of it, because they took off out of here so fast. It actually, like, I thought we had blinked into another dimension. It went so fast, and that's what messed me up.
Right.
But I'm back. Everything's good now. But they're on the way over to Baumhauer, so make sure you go and see them. And he actually left the president's
speech.
Some
more of the president's stuff.
Yeah, you want to hear a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah. This is where, don't get depressed. We have a way out. Maybe it's 4 years from now. But, guys, we're going to win the battle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win the battle of maintaining retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win the battle of maintaining our assets. We're going to win the battle of maintaining a fair and just government. Trump is trying his best, but we're all involved. Every citizen of the United States is involved. You're involved by listening to this radio station in our show, mm-hmm. and Greg's show and the other shows that preceded this show. You're involved. You're concerned. So let's listen to a little bit about what our leader has to say about what's going on with these votes being stolen.
All right. This is our wizard already in progress. I'm going to fade him in.
Ballots have been requested. You check it out. Who's requesting those ballots? The difference is it's one state and we will have our eyes on it like nobody's ever watched anything before. Because we have to win those two Senate seats. The tremendous success we had in the House of Representatives and the tremendous success we've had so far in the Senate, unexpected success all over the country and right here in Washington. It is statistically impossible that the person, me, that led the charge lost. The greatest pollsters, the real pollsters, not the ones that had us down 17 points in Wisconsin when we actually won, or the ones that had us down 4 or 5 points in Florida and we won by many points, or had us even and down in Texas and we won by a lot. Not those pollsters, but real pollsters. Pollsters that are fair and honest said, we can't understand a thing like this. It's never happened before. You led the country to victory, and you were the only one that was lost. It's not possible. The Speaker of the House of a certain state said, sir, I expected to lose my seat. And instead, because of you and because of that incredible charge and all of those rallies, we had a tremendous victory. And everybody knows it. You were much more popular than me, sir, except I got many more votes than you did. And it's impossible that that happened.
So that is that is on Greg Budell's page. This is like a repeat. This is not live right now.
Not live.
But I'm going to go home and watch all of it.
Yeah. Let's make a few comments here. We got Matthew coming in just a second. You know, there's hope at the end of the tunnel. All we have to do is follow the road.
Mm-hmm. Yellow brick or otherwise.
Or the yellow brick road, if you want to call it that. There's a lot of evil folks out there, guys, that are trying to steal our freedoms from us. They're trying to control things. Listen, here's the thing. I've been told be very careful about being negative, and I'm trying to be very careful about being negative about the stock market. But, guys, I do not have a very good feeling about it. I'm going to try to be positive and not depress everybody. But the problem is I'm trying to get a message out there. I'm trying to get a message out there about how dangerous this situation is right now if Trump doesn't go back in and or if the Senate of Georgia, the two senators in Georgia, lose. We're going to be in one heck of a mess,
mm-hmm.
and it will put us, it'll be like the evil witch did not get dropped on by the House.
Like the House Mister.
And the House Mister. And we have got a bad house, which we really have a bad house anyway. The few congressmen are a little bit liberals.
There's a little known fact about the Wizard of Oz. You probably don't know this, but they were officially going to film it to begin with in Elmore County.
No.
Yeah, but the only thing was that the producers didn't want to drop a trailer house on it, so they moved all the shebang to Hollywood. You know. And it's Twister, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, anyway,
did you do that? Was that the little person run through here? It's amazing.
Anyway, what's wrong with you know, having it in Elmore County?
We could have been.
It's slap out in Elmore County.
Oh, heck yeah!
Well, then the headquarters of Elmore County is the headquarters of Alabama.
Actually, the county seat is in Wetumpka, but the headquarters. Like you said, he's in Slapout.
That's what I thought.
I think it's at the boys' store.
Yeah.
I love Slapout. It's a pretty little place. And
that's where they found Elvis. I knew he's up there at the Slapout.
I knew Elvis. I mean, not Elvis, but I did know him. But I knew Santa, who lived up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a good friend of mine. And his wife and his brother still live up there.
Really?
And a good place to fish back up there on the
lake. Well, there's a lot of good folks who live up there.
Yeah, everybody.
We got a good friend, Rick, lives up there.
As a matter of fact, I think they're getting up some money to have it put on a sign that said, welcome to Slapout. There's some good folks live up here.
That's good.
But you're right, Rick Bargery and the lovely Frida live up there.
Yeah, they live up there.
Mm-hmm. I think
if you're listening to us, Rick, thank you for listening to us from Slapout, Alabama. But anyway, you know, we have a lot to be proud of. We live in the United States of America, and we can get things done, you know, even though, you know, fraud happens every now and then. You know, it's not like we live in China or we live in Russia where we can't do anything about it. If you lived in Russia, you couldn't do anything about anything. I mean, it would be too bad. If you lived in China, well, they just kill you. Because there's too many of you anyway, and you know, if you live in North Korea, they just put you on a missile and they shoot you up in the air, and that's the end of it.
That's the end of it. And speaking of the beginning of the end, here he is. it's Matthew Too Tall Ernest on the Zoom. We got to get a Zoom sound effect when he comes in. Matthew, how you doing there, buddy?
Hello, I'm doing great, guys. I heard the beginning of the show.
man, that skit, that Pelosi one always just
That's from last year. It's still relevant, I guess. But let me ask you, have you heard the entire speech that our president had on?
I have not. No, I was listening. Uh-huh. I'm going to check that out after the show.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out later, too, because that's the thing. David talks about it all the time. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And
when
somebody comes out giving you something, some facts, like whoever's on the phone right now probably is going to tell us
something. Just like Columbo.
Uh-huh.
You think you've lost.
He says,
just one more thing.
You know,
he's going out the door and he turns around and he rubs his chin. And he says, just one more thing. And you think, oh, yeah, he's about to get him.
I think Dick Van Dyke was on there one time and he was a radio guy. And Columbo says to him,
you know, my wife loves your show.
And then he leaves. Just one more thing. And then he's got him. You know, the guy's, you know, dead to rights. But hang on. We've got somebody on the phone.
All right.
You're on the air with Matthew Too Tall Ernest and David Ernest. And the president was here just a minute ago. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
You got the world famous Kent Brantley again.
Kent Brantley. Two nights in a row. How do we manage that? Kent, what's going on?
I enjoy listening to your radio program so much, I decided to give you another call tonight. You were talking about Elvis does live up in a slap out.
Yeah, he's up at the old folks' home up there.
Yeah.
It's a slap out
arms. We found him, and we put him on television. Now, all you got to do is watch our TV show, Channel 32, or CW. I think on CW it comes on at 5 o'clock in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
And on ABC it comes on at 5:30 in the mornings on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
There's several shows, but one of them, we had a show, and we went out, you know, sort of like on the road, mm-hmm. and we found Elvis in Slap Out Alabama.
How about that?
Oh, well, I'll be. Was he eating one of them peanut butter and banana sandwich?
No, but he did have his hound dogs with him.
He did have his hound dogs with him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, that sounds great. Matter of fact, I believe Greg Budell sent me a recording of, it's in the system at the radio station, and it's a recording of Elvis singing about eating turkey during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I heard that.
And you need to play that back for your listeners.
I'll see if I can find it. I don't know. Elvis might have went back in hiding, but we'll see.
Well, we need to bring him back out of hiding. You know,
he's going to be at our Christmas party on the 5th of December.
It's here. Out at you know where the Crave Cafe is, out at 8125 Decker Lane, way down Atlanta Highway.
Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, Elvis will be down there. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's going to be at Anytime Fitness, which is in the same shopping center.
Yeah, well, you can go to Crave, get you something to eat if you're craving for something. But, you know, Santa Claus will be there with Elvis.
Uh-huh. And if you got Santa Claus, Elvis, and Kent Brantley all in the same place at the same time, man, I don't know if I could take that.
And guess what? If you drive through, Santa Claus or somebody will throw you a line.
Yeah, we got to do our social distancing thing. So if you drive through, you get something, you know.
Well, you know, that's a pretty good crowd right there. Me and Santa Claus and Elvis and you.
It'd be of mythic proportions.
Yes. And boy, I tell you, these people out there, they do not know what they are.
And we'll have to put it on television, too, because it'll be historic.
Yeah, I don't know if Channel 12 will come out there or not, but we'll have it. We'll document it.
It'll be on ABC
for sure.
There you go. Well, you gentlemen have a great evening, and don't cuss, okay?
We won't cuss. Don't you either now.
We can't do that right now.
Thanks a lot. Now.
There is a little red button.
See you later. Yeah. I tell you what, if you ain't met Kent Brantley,
we can meet him.
You can't be hip, hot, and happy. You've met him, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you have too, Matthew. He came up here one night, and we were just finishing up, and you told me he was in the parking lot. Yeah. Kent's something else. Now, if Jerry Willis steps down as mayor,
uh-huh.
Kent Brantley is ready to step in.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
How long has Willis been the mayor?
Willis been there since Willis been there since the war, and I think it was at Antietam.
But now, he's a barber, right?
Jerry,
yeah.
I wouldn't let Kent cut my hair.
I've met him. He's a very nice guy, and I like him a lot. And I've heard he does great things for Wee Tom Cow. I got to brag about him because I'm about to make some kind of little parody here.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
What was that? Floyd?
I think Floyd actually worked for him one time.
Floyd, it would be like Floyd becoming the barber mayor of.
I'm going to tell you something,
Mayberry.
And people will remember this, I'm sure, because I go way back in Wetumpka. I was born there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
you can't remember it, though.
I can remember.
I can't remember being born.
I hear it's quite traumatic. But Jerry was at the barbershop. It was somebody else's barbershop. Jerry bought it later on.
Yeah.
But there was a gentleman there named Demp Thrash. I think his first name may have been Dempsey. But I always knew him as Mr. Demp, because that's just what little kids call old people back then, was the Mr. and their first name, or Ms. and their first name. That's just the way it was here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. But Mr. Demp would cut hair till about 11:30, 12 o'clock, put on his hat and coat, walk across the street. He was the mayor.
Yeah.
He'd go be mayor for a couple hours.
Right.
And then he'd come back in the afternoon and cut hair.
Well, it's, you
that's,
know,
that was small
must be
town.
A prerequisite. You got to be the barber to be the barber. I want to tell you about my barber when I was a little
kid. Okay.
His name was Mr. Combe.
I was going to think it was Marmaduke.
Mr.
Combe? Are you
Mr. Combe?
Get out of here. You making that up?
No, I'm
Mr.
not.
Mr. Combe. Who was the other guy?
Combe.
Mr. Scissors? Was he over there?
It was a Mr. Combe.
Mr. Brush, get over here and clean his hair up.
So we loved going to Mr. Combe, because when he would finish, you're making me laugh. When he would finish with the haircut, we'd say, "Mr. Combe, you're gonna give us your going away present." And you'd get up, and Mr. Combe, you know, those little vibrating things that knock off the hair and everything?
It'd
buzz. He'd hit you with it, and behind, he'd go, you'd jump off, and he'd go, "I got you." You know, it was just funny.
Mr. Combe
we were kids. We just loved to have Mr. Combe hit us with the...
Mr. Combe sounded a little freaky.
He's an old guy, too. Man, he was old as the hills. But
And see, as a kid, like I said, you remember stuff. They had this old regulator clock hanging up in there. It hung on the wall. It had to be 6 feet long.
Yeah.
And it hung there, and that pendulum would swing back and forth. But the doctor who delivered me and brought me into this world, he would come to the barbershop, and I'd be in there, and I'd sit there. And he went to people's houses when they were sick.
Did he remember when you were born?
Oh, yes.
Well,
oh,
you can't remember when you were born, did he remember?
He called me by my first name my whole life.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, he'd always say I was one of his.
He spanked you first.
And Mama said, when I was born, I looked like a drowned rat. And she said she didn't know if she wanted me or not. And Dr. Dunn said, "Well, I'll take him with me."
I can tell you, when Too Tall Matthew was born, the first thing he wanted when he came out was something to eat. And that's never changed.
Well, he is so tall.
He is so tall,
he was born down there at the hospital in room 14.
And them nurses, they said, "We can't feed this boy enough."
Well, he was born in room 14. 15 and 16. He's that tall. But Dr. Julius Dunn would come down there, and he'd sit in that chair, and he would actually just go to sleep.
He was done.
He worked so hard.
Dr. Dunn was done.
He went to people's homes.
Yeah.
He went to the hospital. He had an office.
We're not done.
No.
We are not done. We're coming up on a break
but we're
not done. And listen, guys, we really want to put out the information that you need to be very careful. We're going to win in the end. In the end, we're going to win. We're going to get our country back, but we're going to keep our retirement monies too. And there's ways to do this. There's ways to do this. We're not going to let that evil witch. And you know. We know who the evil witch is. It's not the guy with hairy legs, because he's not going to hang around very long.
Yeah, and she ain't going to get your dog Toto either. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, we'll be back very soon.
We got somebody on the phone. Now, if you can hear me, you just hang on for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
We'll run through this break, and then we're going to come to you on the phone. Matter of fact, I'll put them on hold here in just a second. Matter of fact, I'll do it right now. I just did it. Yeah, and then we'll just pick them up.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, there's hope.
It's still blinking. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth here on News Talk 93.1 FM. That would be WACV and the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Thank you so much for tuning in. And the check is in the mail. Thank you. Money back.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Earnest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
You know what I mean?
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Earnest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
Earnest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Earnest. You know, you can call David at 279-7431. He's on Facebook at David Earnest at Health and Wealth. We're on TV every weekend over there on ABC 32 and the CW. Check your local listings. And we're here on the radio on News Talk 93.1 WACV, four nights a week live. Then we take Friday night off to give you a rest from us, because we can get on your nerves. We know that. But right now, folks, here he is, the money man with the money plan, a man who, in a recent popularity poll, came in second behind Santa Claus.
It's true.
It's David Earnest.
And there he is,
yeah,
right
here.
There.
I am. Here
oh,
I am.
By the way, Henry called in.
Yeah.
And he said he loved the show and was listening, just really enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. I think we've got somebody on the phone. I know we got somebody on the phone. I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
It's William B. from over there in Elmore County, up around Slap Out.
William B., what you be doing?
I was a little offended at the trailer house comment. As a native and long-time Elmoran,
yeah.
I just want to complain about that. It's manufactured housing. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
We're not sorry.
Not a trailer house.
Very, very.
You know, well, that's what Pinkard and Bowden says in that song, Trailer Park Woman. She's the queen of manufactured housing.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit bold.
Right.
Filing it with the complaint department right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yes. In that round file.
Well, you know, well, ain't no trash in my trailer since she left. But you know,
I heard that.
that's another song. Uh-huh. And Rusty, I of course I was real young at the time, uh-oh, so I don't really remember. But I think the same doctor brought me into the world.
Dr. Dunn.
Dr. Dunn.
Is Dr. Dunn done?
Dr. Dunn, bless his heart, he's done. I mean, he was everybody. That Wetumpka was so small at that time. Yeah. I mean, everybody knew everybody else. Or if you didn't, you knew somebody who knew somebody.
Right.
And you just liable to see him at the football game, at the dollar store. And you know, his son was a doctor as well.
Oh, really?
And he doctored a little bit. But, Bo has passed on. I don't know if y'all know that or not over there, William. But Bo,
I didn't know that. But I was born on the hill up there on Hospital Drive. Imagine that. That's a heck of a street name.
Little old hospital been up there a while, hadn't it? But see, the thing is, it was a meteor till it hit the ground, then it was a meteorite. But that meteor hit.
That's right.
It is. Right. That meteor hit up there in Wetumpka, I think it was about 1940. I'm not sure. It was way back. But actually about 80 million years ago. And it pushed everything up. You see, if you come into Wetumpka from the canal side over there, everything just kind of goes up. And that hospital is on one of the highest points up there before you get up into what they call the foothills. I always kind of took that into account for myself, the radiation that must be still up there, having been born there. That could be what's wrong with me. I don't know.
You could have something there, Rusty.
I might have something there.
Just look at me, you're not so rusty
on the comeback, though.
No, but Wetumpka's a wonderful little town.
It is. Are you talking about the crater there and the high points and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I live in Millbrook now, and
I've been to your house. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to tell you about the Great Kitten Caper sometime. That was a good one. Me and William was in on that. Yeah. But go ahead, sir. Go ahead with your story.
From my house in Millbrook, you can look out my front window during the wintertime when the leaves are off the trees. You can't see it when the leaves are on the trees. And you see the backside of that, I think it's Giuseppe's now. It used to be Casanopoli or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, you can see the backside of that from my living room window. And
I had no idea.
Yeah, and we're kind of on the other side of the crater, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You look out there, and you can see the casino in Wetumpka from my yard.
I did not know that.
It's kind of strange.
You place a bet from your yard?
I bet he can.
I hadn't tried that yet.
Last I heard, if you wanted to go to the casino, you had to make an appointment.
What are they doing? Fixing hair now? That.
Well, you had to make an appointment, and you had to come in, and I don't know if they got the valet parking still, but you had to come in with your gloves and your mask, and I don't think they would let you smoke in there. And that's one thing about a casino. You can light up and puff all you want.
Oh, so you can't even.
I never understood that. I make an appointment for 9:15 to come in and gamble for a while.
Uh-huh.
Well, if my luck's going good, I might be there for, till 1-2 o'clock in the morning,
I don't think they're going to throw you out.
What if somebody else has got an appointment there and I'm just hogging up slot machines,
I'm sure they might make an exception,
Probably. But,
You got to hand it to them. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
And you don't have to gamble. I mean, they got plenty of places.
People drive from miles around to come to their place.
And have y'all ever been to the one down at Atmore?
I've driven by it.
I've never been to that.
They got a movie theater. Mm-hmm. They have got
I'm not a big gambler. I really like to be very careful with my money.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I don't like to gamble in the stock market. I want to be a guaranteed winner.
There you go.
In other words, I always want to win. It's like this, William. We play this game with our portfolio, our annuity portfolio. Have you ever heard of this? If you went, blackjack, right? That game, blackjack.
Went to school with.
Yeah. So anyway, what if we change the rules? What if we change the rules? And every time you won, you got half to 70% of the winnings, but every time you lost, you didn't have to play the dealer. How much more longer or how much more better or how much more excited are you going to be about staying in that gambling joint?
Oh, yeah. You stay in there a while at that.
You're not going to leave it. That's the way program works. Every time the stock market goes up, it pays you. And every time it goes down, we don't lose. We don't have to pay it back what we with a loss. So that's the reason why this is so secure and better for older people, in my opinion, than if you're using, you know, something that could be more dangerous. You probably won't make as much money in the long run, like years and years and years. But, you know, if 5 or 10 years is important to you, or 15 years maybe, we don't know how long this next downturn could be. This is secure, so you know that your income will be there, and you don't have, and it's your real money. It's not when you do it that way, it's not what we call an income ride or anything like that. We're talking about your real money not going away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, the last time I was looked at a bush, I'd rather have a bird in my hand than two birds in the bush.
Yeah, you know, you got one, you know.
So money, if you got money, you got income. If you got income, you may not have money. And there you go.
Yeah, I got a real quick story, William, about being in a casino.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Donna and I were driving home from Spokane, Washington, when we moved back. Buddy of mine, Johnny, and I can't think of Johnny's last name right now, but he rode with us part of the way, helping us do the driving, and he got us a deal on our vehicle that we were driving with all our stuff in it, the truck, you know. So we stop in Reno. We come down that side there across California. We're coming back through Reno. And we stop at an all-you-can-eat buffet breakfast, 99 cents. Y'all come on in, I'm buying, you know. So we go in there, and, you know, you can play cards and stuff at those casinos.
Uh-huh.
And so we come back by, and there's a card game going on. And they got a chair empty. And Johnny looks at me and says, you want to sit in? And I looked over there, and there was a dude on an oxygen thing up his nose, smoking a cigar, and there's a chair, and then there's a dude next to him with a big old floppy hat pulled down over his eyes and face. He had on sunglasses and a surgical mask, and he said it again. So you want to sit in? I said, yeah, but the only chair is between the Invisible Man and the human time bomb. So we loaded up and left home. And then I was walking out to the car. And I swear, this little bird run by me on the ground and looked up at me. And I looked at it. And I said, beep, beep. And it ran away. So I said, Don, I ain't waiting on a coyote to come by. So,
you know, they really do have those roadrunners.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. You know, where was it?
I was in Reno.
Yeah. I've got some friends that live in Laguna Niguel, which is like.
Now, wait a minute. She made movies back in the 30s, didn't she?
No, that's
Abbott Costello and Laguna Niguel, and she probably sang a song. Yeah,
Nagoodle, you're making me get messed up. It's just call it Dana Point. That's
okay, Point. She made movies,
California. They have roadrunners run all over the yards. You know, and then they jump off the cliff that they live on.
The roadrunners do?
Yeah,
that's stupid.
And they go beep beep.
And you know, you asked me the other day if the roadrunner, if the coyote ever caught the roadrunner. You remember that?
Yeah.
There was one cartoon where the coyote chases the roadrunner through this pipe.
Uh-huh.
The big old pipe they're putting underground, I guess.
Yeah.
And they run through it, and as you follow along, the pipe gets smaller and smaller. And they run out the other side, and they're both about an inch high. And so the coyote stops, he looks, and he whistles, and the roadrunner stops. He says, get back over here. And they look, and they say, okay, so they're going to go back through. So he chases them back through, and when they get back through, the roadrunner is regular size, and the coyote is still an inch tall.
That's funny.
Well, he jumps up there and grabs the roadrunner around his leg, and the roadrunner's looking down, and the little coyote holds up a sign and says, okay, I caught him. What am I going to do with him? But that's the one where he did catch him.
Yeah.
He finally caught him.
Hey, William, come see us Saturday if you get a chance, man.
I might just do that, Rush.
You and Trish drive through, and we'll get Santa to throw you a bag of goodies.
That's right.
I don't know. She's been working all kind of crazy. I hadn't seen her all week. Well, I saw her this morning. She was asleep. She saw me. I was asleep when she got home last night.
That's perfect marriage.
You know. Y'all stay married forever now.
They ain't got time to argue.
I'll tell you what, that's going to work out. Y'all could be like marriage therapists.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Just go to sleep.
It works.
That's right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling us, man. We'll talk to you later on.
All Yeah, hey, we got to go fishing again.
That's another
Sounds
story.
Sounds like a good plan. Yeah, we got stories about that, too. All right, man, we'll talk to you later on.
Thank
All right,
you.
See
Thanks a lot. That's my slap-out fishing buddy.
I
right
figured
there.
That.
We got out there and tied off up under the bridge one night. Yeah. I think we caught one or two.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Matthew, since he's a millennial, what do you think that the average millennial, and I don't take this wrong, son. I'm not trying to pick on you for being a millennial.
He told me he was going to pick
on you. I'm glad you're younger than me.
I was born in 1982, so I guess that barely makes me one. But
you're barely a millennial. Well, then you're
bare millennial.
Yeah.
Bare millennial.
So anyway, what do you think folks in your age bracket are thinking about what's going on right now with this Trump problem, with their stock market, their 401ks? Do you think that a lot of folks are looking at, you know, feeling hopeless, or do you think they feel like, you know, follow the yellow brick road and everything will be all right? What do you think? Or do you think some of them are sitting around thinking, well, you know, I'm going to have the, you know, because there's trillions and trillions of dollars, guys, that's going to be inherited over the next few years. And by the way, if any of you guys are going to inherit any money and you need some help with it, give us a call. But, you know, to keep that money in place and the taxes in control, do you think that they're thinking about all these things, or do you think they're just
no.
No?
I think most, I mean, I'm not worried about the long run so much with, you know, 401ks or, you know, I mean, the stock market, what very little that I do with that, just because I'm adverse to risk. I don't enjoy, losing money.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the stock market is a great tool for making money if you do it somewhat strategically and have a little bit of luck and a little bit of, you know how. But there's a lot of downfalls to it at the same time, the tax structure being one, and that's about to get a lot worse.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know if I'm answering your question or not, but basically, don't think that I think so much like most people my age. I'm a little bit more of a pessimist in the sense that I see a whole lot of moving parts here. And this has been in the works for a very long time. This is not something that's going to get better. I don't believe. I think that it's going to, this is just the beginning, if not more of the middle of the road for this. This has been happening slowly but surely for quite a while. Technology has changed our world in a way that we will never, we've become so dependent upon it. And we have different avenues of, you know, gathering information. Okay. It used to be you got home, you know, you read the newspaper, or you watched, you know, the evening news, and that was it. You trusted what you heard, you know, maybe somewhat anyway. And then you went from there and you just didn't worry about it. Now it's just, I mean, we've got 24-hour news. We've got Facebook. Mm-hmm. We've got Instagram. We've got misinformation. We've got everything's colluded. What do you trust? You got to trust your own instincts. You got to trust your own ability to seek out what is true. Okay.
Right.
And the gist of it is this: long term, the stock market is a very valuable tool. If you're with a company, or not even with a company, invest in a 401k. If they're matching, invest at least up to what they're matching. I mean, that's free interest, basically. But there's a lot of other things you need to be looking at. You know, life insurance is a big thing. Your grand scheme as far as what your plan is 10, 20, even 30 years down the road, if you're on the beginning side of it. But the earlier you get started, the better. Most people put these things off. They don't think about it. I mean, we live in consumerism is part of everyday life. I mean, my kids are 6 and 4, and they already know brand names. They already know, hey, this is supposed to be better than that. Or mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Marketing
is bombarded.
Right. Yeah. It's like sensory overload. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, when I grew up, I rode my bike around my neighborhood. I did what I wanted to do pretty much. We got, you know, we stayed out of trouble, but at the same time, I mean, you know, you went to the park and played baseball. Uh-huh. You played with kids. There's so little of that type of interaction that goes on. And I know that's not my age group, but I'm talking about kids that are coming up. That's what I really have a fear for. I don't want them to be left with a mess that they never even realized that it could have been avoided by the generation right before them. You know, it's up to us right now to do the right thing and stand up for what we believe in and to be able to have a voice and have the right to free speech without being shot down. You know, they want to silence you when you start getting really close to the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I think we're right on the money. I love the things that we talk about. I love the fact that we are all about getting information to our clients and keeping them in the know so that they can make decisions for themselves based on accurate information. I mean, you know, we're unique in the sense that we're small and we are asset preservationists. We focus on a little bit different methodology for investing than the other guy, but we are not into losing the principal. We are not into losing money, okay? That's not what we are about. We are about protecting the principal and still focusing on, you know, healthy growth, all right? We are about tax deferral. We are about safe things, intelligent things, smart things. At the same time, keep it simple, stupid. We try to do that. And
we have models models that enhance the returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
And they're very unique. You need to see these models because actually they're nowhere else but with us.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, everything I know, I've learned so much from my dad, and I'm thankful for, you know, he's instilled that in me. He's instilled that in my sister. He's instilled that in Leah. He's instilled that with the whole team that we got. But you know, he is very, very shrewd. He is very good at what he does, guys.
Oh yeah.
And you need to pick that phone up. Do yourself the biggest favor you could do. It's free. Okay. I mean, you might get a free lunch out of it. It's 279-7431. Well, call us, please. Let us help you.
I want to tell you, I want to mention two things real quick. If I didn't believe what David was doing, I wouldn't be sitting here telling people that, you know, I believe what he's doing. The things he tells us make sense. It's not some, give me your money, I'll keep it in my pocket till you need it. It's not anything like that. It's tested, tried, and true. And there's just so many people that we could talk to, and we're going to talk to some of them that have done this, and they're better off for it. And, you know, there's nobody says if you decide sometime you want to go back just exclusively to the stock market, you can do it if you want to. That's your idea because that's your money.
Let me tell you, I've heard so many, you know, you told me so's. I mean, mm-hmm. There have been clients that have come in and said, hey, David, I remember I'm here now and I understand what you were talking about when mm-hmm. you said this is at risk. Because when 2010 came and went, you know, between 2008 and 2010, there was a lot of loss. People lost so much. They are just now getting back to the point of where they were mm-hmm. when that hit.
Yeah,
so none of that's gain.
Yeah, they don't have that 10 years that you just talked about either.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So, you know, we've seen it before. You know, we'll see it again. This stuff, and it's like David says, it is cyclical mm-hmm. and it does repeat itself. And I mean, you know, every 4 to 6, 8 years, mm-hmm. we have what, you know, on paper is called a recession. Yeah. All right. And that stuff affects the market. It does affect you, whether you're directly participating in it or not. If you have a 401k, if you've got, you know, retirement plans, I mean, that stuff is all tied to it and it's all relative. Mm. And there's just so much that's been held back for so long. Our country's been at gridlock for a long time now. Nothing good was really accomplished with Obama. Nothing. I mean, Trump has tried his hardest and I think done a fantastic job of what he's had to work with
exactly.
to to open us back up as far as free enterprise goes and getting the big government out of the equation so that we can flourish and we can do what we do as Americans. Mm-hmm. Guys, you're not, we have nothing to gain and a whole lot to lose by voting these, you know, buffoons into office. And right now we're looking at it as, you know, did we vote them in? I don't think we did. I think that they're just, you know, kind of forcing themselves in.
I'm going to go home and watch all of the president's speech, but I want to tag this on the back of what you were saying about losing things, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. But think about this for a minute, and don't think I'm getting, you know, don't think I'm exaggerating or trying to, you know, be Mr. Scary. And Greg Budell will tell you the same thing. So would Dan Morris, I believe. So would Joey. If things don't go the way we hope they do, this whole thing could disappear. I'm talking about people like David and me and Greg on the radio telling you the truth. If they're going to put that much control that they can control the elections, they're going to control the media, they're going to control the airwaves and everything, and the sound of freedom will go away. And that just can't happen. So
it,
you know,
can't.
It can't happen. We cannot let it happen. So,
guys,
you know,
just, and we had
buckle up.
Buckle up. And I know we're running out of time, but, you know, working for things, that's how America was made. We worked for stuff.
That's
the
right.
Generations before us worked for stuff. They didn't complain about it either. They worked their butts off. And, you know, when you work your whole life and you get to the point where you want to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor and not have to worry about running out of money or how am I going to live if something, you know, catastrophic happens, guys, this year has been a perfect example of that. I mean, who would have foreseen all this stuff?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're not, I don't think, halfway through it. I mean, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can do yourself a favor and pick that phone up and call us at 279-7431, and we will help you guide through these uncharted waters safely.
There you go. Matthew, well said.
Amen. Thank you. That was great, Matthew.
Yes, and just...
I think I'm going to have to... You know, I think I chose the right person to follow up know, and keep this business going.
If he had been on Green Acres, you know, they'd have started that music in the background. You know how they used to do that?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Douglas would be making the speech, and they'd be... In the background, everybody's looking around. Where's that music coming from?
Yeah.
But we have got to go. And speaking of music, we'll be back tomorrow night. I don't know if Terry's going to be here.
I don't know.
We're just going to... If he is, great. If not, we'll just forge ahead. But I got us a Christmas song picked out.
All right, let's be uplifting.
Did you know James Brown had a Christmas song?
No,
he does. Yes, he does. I know this. I know he's got this.
Is he going to yell in it?
Probably. But this is
get on the good foot.
Yeah. This has been the Health and Wellness Show. We'll be back tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel.
Do that again, Matthew.
Get on the good foot.
Hey, yeah. And this is James Brown and Santa Claus. Now that's a commercial. You just have to go. There's lovely trays.
AstraZeneca.
Yes, lovely trays of food. Here we go.
At Aspen Dental. That's get dentures for as low as $29
don't you just love it?
I hate it.
I got to remember this. Yeah.
Here we go. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Bring me something, Santa. See you tomorrow night.
Santa Claus.
He better bring him a bulletproof vest.
Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a doll for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary. Something fruity for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight.